Morning, bushwhackers. Oh dear. Sorry, you've got to excuse me. Well, I mean, it's not exactly happening here at the moment, is it? In fact, it's downright dull, and we seem to be in a bit of a lull. I mean, the Greenies' climate change is taking ages to happen, and Al-Qaeda have gone all quiet. But all that's in the real world. Here at Whack My Bush, we know that all we have to do is sit back and wait for the Texas twat to open his mouth. So be patient, things will happen. What we've got to do is trust in George.
Dear Horn Dog. No. Too polite. Hey, Horn Dog. That's better. I saw your profile on squeezemewhipme.com and was wondering if you fancy a soda sometime. Ah, no, that sucks. Rice. Who is this?
I'm trapped. Help me.
Hey, look, mister, I don't know who you are, but if this is some kind of kinky phone call, then let me give you my home number.
Candy, it's me.
George?
Yes, so cold.
Jesus, George, are you in trouble? George? George! God damn it, where could he be?
Whack My Bush. Okay, Arnie, it's my shot now.
You're the expert, Fatty. I'm just your willing apprentice.
Here, hold me lobster bap. Now, this shot is called the roquet.
Fatty, you're brilliant at croquet. I mean, unbelievably brilliant.
Of course I am, you daft bugger. It's my game. You don't have to run, you can drink beer, and you get to hit things.
No sweat.
Precisely. And it's even better playing with you in Hollywood, because you've got all these wannabe actress types to be the hoops.
Yeah, and now look at them all. All bent over so we can hit our balls through.
Mr. Governator, how long do we have to be croquet hoops for? Because my bikini is starting to rub real bad.
Not long now, Maisie. Then we'll have it off.
Coming through, love. Oh, bloody hell.
Ow!
Oh my God! Maisie, let me assist you, please.
Thanks, Tony.
What?
Knocking over a new battle hoop for starters. So what do you want?
Well, I don't know. Can't the Prime Minister give his deputy a call once in a while?
Okay, what's up?
Nothing. Nothing really.
You called to tell me that?
Alright, look, I'm bored. Nothing's happening round here. Gordon's gone quiet, Cherie's on a lesbian lecture tour, and I haven't heard from Knucklehead in ages. So I thought I'd...
Annoy me on holiday. Now listen, Tony, nothing is going to ruin my holiday. Wild horses can drag me away from semi-naked croquet in the Californication sun, so bugger off.
Don't speak to me like that.
Whack my bush.
Condi, I got here as fast as the Prime Ministerial biplane would allow. So what's up with George?
Got himself stuck in the fridge.
Oh, really? I wonder how that happened.
Who knows, but I'm sure we'll find out soon enough.
No, you won't. Because when this blowtorch cuts through, I'm going to kill Custer Brains myself. I'll teach him to interrupt my croquet holiday by getting stuck in the fridge.
Yeah, and why couldn't you just get White House maintenance to do this?
Because we need to preserve what's left of George's dignity.
George couldn't even spell dignity.
Hey, I've heard that, Fanny. It's spelled...
George, honey, are you okay in there?
I think so, but I can't feel my fingers.
Come on, hurry, he's freezing to death in there.
I'm doing as fast as I can. Come on, let's do it.
Whack my bush.
There you go, sugar. Nice cup of cocoa.
Brr, boy, that was a close call.
Yeah, if Fatty had been a bit quicker, that blowtorch would be defrosting you from the inside.
I'm still gonna kill him. That fridge was full.
No, you're not, Fatty. So, George, why and how in God's name did you get stuck in the fridge like that?
Well, you see, Tony and I were having this discussion about the light in the fridge,
And we were saying that...
No, we weren't. Let's move on.
But, Tony, we were. You called me and then made a bet with me, remember?
No, I didn't. Gee, guys, I think you-know-whose brain is still frozen. So let him thaw out first. He's a bit disorientated.
He's always disorientated.
Yeah, like a nerd in the gym.
What's going on, Tony?
Nothing.
Hang on. I know what's going on. Tony's been bored out of his brains recently, so he's created a mini crisis by tricking old cowpat brains here to see if the light goes out when the fridge door closes.
Hey, fatty, he tricked me, not this old pat fella guy.
I don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do. Go on, admit it. You're bored.
All right, I did. Things have been too quiet lately. I've been secretly longing for George to come up with some lunatic plan taking us around the world on some fucked up mission to bomb the shit out of the poor, feed the rich, oil contracts. I admit it, I'm a sad but handsome despot crazy for action!
God, Tony, why didn't you just say? We're all bored.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so many girls you can just ogle at the beach before you need a quick fix of action time in the changing rooms, right?
Yeah, or on the internet.
Okie dokie, folks, I see our little problem. You want me to come up with a plan to keep us on our toes?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, Georgie.
Go on, then.
Yes, yes, please, please. I'm thinking diplomacy.
What?
Mm-hmm. Hear me out. We make a diplomatic world tour of all the countries who've been saying nasty things about us and threaten the crap out of them. For fun.
Brilliant.
Sounds fun.
Let's have it.
I'm up for it.
First, I need a nap.
Oh dear, he's going to sleep on it. A diplomatic world tour? Think of the countries they can offend. And trust us, they will offend time and time again. Next time on...
Whack my bush.